Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah, it's the hype time. Let's get you updated on all the big stories floating around this morning. I think we should, first off, dive into Love is Blind. And if you're not watching it right now, it is set in Denver. This season is in Denver. You can watch it on Netflix. I have been reluctantly trying to get into this show. 11 episodes now total?
There's nine have been released, yeah.
I made it through episode 3-ish last night. I made it about halfway through before
okay.
I was like, I got to take a break.
And what do you think? Like, where you're at? How are you feeling? Who do you love? Who do you hate?
So when we talked about this originally when it first came out, I was like, I'm digging it. I like the drama. I like the backstories of these people. It's cute. It's fun. As I'm diving into episode 3, I'm noticing two things that are incredibly distracting on this show.
Uh-huh.
The first is the editing on it. The editing drives me insane. It's the only thing I can focus on now when they're in the pods talking and they're doing these close-up shots as they're, you know, discussing their likes and dislikes and, ooh, you're romantic and blah, blah, blah. Go back and watch, Katie.
Yeah.
The filter effect that they put on when they're talking in these rooms of like these light bubbles and shimmers and a blurred lamp that goes in front of their face. It's all these dramatic like camera movements through the entire thing. So through the entire time as they're sitting there talking to the person in the next room that they can't see, all I'm focusing on is all the blurry images going across their face and how dramatic it is and all these like space bubbles in front of them. Once you see it, that's all you're going to see.
It's like a Snapchat filter.
It's all you're going to see, man.
Well, and it's funny because it's like you, someone who you consistently edit video and do things like that. So it caught you off guard because this is something you do, you know? Like, those are definitely tricks in editing that keep people interested. Like, why do I? It's just so dramatic.
It makes it more powerful.
It does. And so you picking up on it is definitely like an expert kind of eye of view, but you're
and
right.
The props.
Once you see it.
I've noticed they use the props in the room because they've all got that drink cart in that room. And it's full of random shaped bottles that are just have a clear liquid in it.
Yeah.
So it's purely for show. So they do these camera movements where they're like behind the bottles, you know, looking at them. And so you see all these bottles on the screen. I'm like, stop it.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
And the wine glasses, right? That's one of their standard, like, you know, you're watching that show when you see those wine glasses. And it's funny because,
oh my God, I got a 30 irritation now that you bring that up.
And even when they're out in the real world, which I won't divulge too much because you haven't got there
yet.
But when they're out in the real world, they use those wine glasses out at restaurants and stuff. So it's just so funny to me. I'm like, oh, you got Bennigan's to use the wine glasses.
Am I the only one that's noticing when they're in the rooms talking, they've got that little ottoman thing in front of them.
Yeah.
That little stool. Every single one of them puts those wine glasses on there, whether they're the stem or no stem, and they're sitting on there, and that's all I can focus on, too. I'm like, they're going to knock that over. And one girl did. She spilled. I knew it. Don't put your glass on that thing.
Don't do it.
It's all over the carpet. You need to call Zero Res.
Hey, there you go.
Okay,
that full circle.
The last thing I will tell you about Love is Blind, and then Katie, you can go off because you're all caught up.
Okay.
Why are we as a society constantly saying, I love that now? Episode 3
for them is
you know what deep in, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
For us, right?
I love that. I love that for you. I love that for me. I love that for us.
Yeah.
I started catching on to it in episode 3, and I looked over at Nicole because she's watching it with me. She's like, and I go, count how many times from here on out that they say, I love that. And I kid you not, within 10 seconds, the woman said, I love that. Da-da-da-da. She talked a little bit, and then the guy went, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate it.
It's so funny you bring that up. I was watching TV last night and a commercial for a guy in like, he had a truck and he had his labor uniform on. You know what I mean? Like he's about here to do some construction.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I love that for them. And I was like, oh my gosh, is that commercial?
It. Please.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's on my list now with my journey.
Yes.
I'm a journey this, a journey that, and I love that. I love my journey. I love your journey. I love everyone's journey. I love the band Journey.
Yeah, I know. Right? Don't stop believing.
Oh, my gosh. It's, again, one of those things when you're watching this dumb show,
yeah.
You'll notice the lighting, the spill factor, and I love it.
Well, the buzzwords for sure, because it is younger people. I mean, I believe Love is Blind. Most of them, there's a few in their 20s or later 20s, but most of these people are in their 30s.
Early
30s. You know?
Yeah, this isn't
the, you know, Love Island type crowd where it's all a bunch of teenagers throwing F-bombs down every other word, you know? So it's like, it is a little bit more grown up, but you're right. The buzzwords.
The buzz
and
right now with I love all of them,
you know? It's definitely
even the guys. I can say 100%. I don't think I have ever said that in a conversation.
Yeah, like, and being serious. Like being serious. Make fun of it.
Correct.
But yeah, you never being serious if I heard you say, oh, I love that for you.
There is somebody that works at a different radio station in this building, and that person has been in here and has said it right here. I love that for you.
Serious.
And I just look over at Katie. I'm like...
We all try and keep a straight face because we're like, oh, gosh,
they said it. I love that for you.
That's
Journey.
Pretty good stuff. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So but anyway, you're all caught up.
I am. And again, I don't want to spoil it for anybody because those last three episodes just dropped yesterday. So I imagine there's a lot of people catching up. But I've been messaging with people and talking about the people, I guess, portraying Denver dating on this show. And it stinks because there's a lot of, but it's true. It's accurate. There's a lot of people out there.
Bad-mouthing it a little bit?
No, no, no. Not bad-mouthing. It's just what's important to these people. And for a lot of these people, it is money. And it is being taken care of. And it's not working hard. It's finding someone to do all that for you. And I just, I'm not in that mindset. So it's hard to wrap your mind around that kind of behavior of like, you know, I want to find someone to marry so I don't ever have to work again and they can pay for my Botox. Like, what? That's a conversation
that.
You're
I love
having?
That for them.
So there's a little bit of that. But again, that is just, you know, there's not all of that. Not everyone is like that. So there's a lot of characters on this show. There's a lot of couples that I am just like rooting for. There's one couple in particular that I just absolutely adore, and I hope they make it to the end. I hope that they get married because I love that for them. I really want to see them on a very positive journey.
Well, I'm gonna try to continue with this. I don't know, like I seriously shut off episode 3 halfway last night. I was like, I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah,
so we'll see. I'll try to get back into it.
You should. I mean, again, where you're at right now, there's a lot of still the pod life, and so there's a lot. Once they get out into Denver, I think I'll enjoy that.
It's
a lot of gaslighting in that beginning stage because you're just trying to tell that person what they want to hear so that you can
meet each other and move forward. There's a lot of people just up and leaving, too. I don't like that. Anyway, I'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Courtney just wrote in, Jeremy, if you just ruined Love is Blind for me, I'm going to be pissed.
Courtney, keep watching it, Courtney.
It's all you're going to focus on now.
Yeah, it's fine.
All you will focus on. Anyway, well, we talked way too long about that, but I love that for us.
We did. We really did.
Why don't we go ahead and just dive into some more local stuff? What do you got over there?
Oh, yeah. So we've got a few surveys out of Colorado that some of them not so good, but we'll wrap it up with the best one is, first of all, Colorado carries the most debt of any state in the nation. Yeah, the most.
Well, that just proves why they are looking for somebody to take care of them
in
that show.
I know, it makes total sense. But in this study, they took into consideration things like your average annual salary, average house price per square meter, blah, blah, blah. But the average Coloradan has a debt of $90,540. It's almost $100 grand in debt.
Well done with the math.
Each Coloradan. And that's more than half the personal debt for the national average. So Colorado, we've got a lot of debt we're dealing
with. What
are
we buying?
I know, and that's the
thing.
Cars
and houses.
But United States in general, we have a lot of debt as a nation. We are second only to Belgium when it comes to carrying debt. So, yeah, the U.S.
The waffle people?
Well, waffle people. Gosh.
You all right?
That got me excited. Okay. Colorado is also one of the least safest states. I did not like this at all, but they're taking into consideration shootings and how many drivers are insured and hate crime incidents and stuff. But this year, Colorado ranked at number 44 in the nation. And the higher you get on this list, the worse. So the seventh least safe state in the U.S. And this is where we ranked
last year as well.
I know. So it's just not the best look. But Coloradans spend the least on groceries.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. Out of 100
cities. We have cheap cheese.
Yes. Denver, we are number 81. So the higher, the better in this study. Aurora 75 and Colorado Springs 74. So we are not spending, when it comes to our entire annual salary, the percentage of that, it's pretty low. And they're saying that, you know, Colorado, Denver specifically, I mean, we have a lot of high income people. And it says the lower income you go, the more you have to spend on groceries, which sucks. Like, I hate that story altogether, but that is a good look for Coloradans. At least we're not shelling out as much as everyone else at the grocery store.
Okay.
Hey, another good look for Denver. Go Broncos, as Miles has been named one of the most hyped mascots in the NFL. So they looked at, like, the number of online conversations that included Miles's name, the positive sentiment, as well as the negative sentiment. So Miles is number 6 out of all the mascots in the
good
league.
Good job, Miles.
We're number 6.
Yeah, he's the third most talked about mascot with 42,000 online mentions, and maintained the 5th lowest negative sentiment percentage, just 12%.
Yeah, I got no beef with him.
I know. Who doesn't love
Miles? Who's
got a
beef with Miles?
Right? Yeah, so Miles, you keep doing
Rocky,
you,
maybe.
Buddy. I know. Rocky's like
Dinger. Dinger hates them all, though.
Dinger probably really hates
Miles. He's like the forgotten child.
Dinger's at home smoking a pack. He's about 2 bottles deep.
My
team sucks.
He's chugging some Arbor Mist this morning.
Dinger, you should go to the Great American Beer Fest. Yes. Soak your sorrows in that. That kicks off tonight.
Is it? Some memories just came up on my Facebook. I was there 8 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a fun event.
Is it really?
It was a good time. The best part, I've talked about this before on the show, is the necklaces that people show up with to the beer fest. And we're talking necklaces that are just completely lined with pretzels and beef jerky and various snacks.
Yes.
Some of the guys were showing up with like full size like pretzels that you would get like at Ball Arena or whatever, the big doughy
the soft pretzels
versus like the bag of pretzels. So they were walking around with giant pretzels around them, or giant just all beef jerky, which probably smells by the end of the event.
But
you can take all your shots of beer and everything and try everything and then just nibble on your necklace while you're there. It's really fun.
It's genius, actually.
It is. It really is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But it's on right now?
It is on. It starts tonight, goes through the 11th at the Denver Coliseum, and that'll cost you $94 general admission to get in right now. We did the research before, so there you go.
Well done. Go get your drink on, everybody.
Yeah, I've never been to that one, but a lot of people say that that is the one to go to in the state. So
that's when you definitely want to Uber to. Take public transportation. Have a DD, of course, but it's a good time. It's fine to try all those craft beers if you're into all that. So.